This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Albert J. Wright, Appellant, decided June 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Respondent, Num. SD38544, v. Filed, June 23, 2025. Albert J. Wright, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County, Honorable David B. Mouton, Judge affirmed introduction. Following a jury trial, Albert J. Wright was found guilty of the Class E felony of attempted stealing under Section 570.030 and Section 562.0112.3. One on appeal, Wright claims there was insufficient evidence to establish beyond a reasonable doubt that his one all statutory references are to R.S. Moe, 2016, as amended through 2022. Section 570.030 defines the offense of stealing. Section 562.012.3 states, unless otherwise set forth in the statute creating the offense, when guilt for a felony or misdemeanor is based upon an attempt to commit that offense, the felony or misdemeanor shall be classified one step lower than the class provided for the felony or misdemeanor in the statute creating the offense. Two intent was to take money from the person of the victim, because victim was only wearing a t-shirt and her underwear, and because Wright asked victim where her money was located. Wright argues the state failed to establish Wright's specific intent to take money from victim's person because no reasonable person would have believed victim had any money on her since she was in her underwear and t-shirt. This court finds no merit in Wright's argument and concludes the evidence was sufficient for a reasonable juror to determine Wright took a substantial step towards taking money from victim's person. We affirm the trial court's judgment. Factual and procedural history. Wright entered victim's home on the morning of November 10, 2022, through an open back door. Victim was sitting on her bed wearing only a t-shirt and underwear and looked up from her computer to see Wright standing there. Victim did not know Wright. Wright told victim, "Give me your fucking money," but victim replied, "Okay, okay," and got up. He repeated his demand for victim's money and then said, "If you don't give me $200 or more, I will fucking shoot you and kill you," gesturing toward his pocket. Wright also threatened to stab and beat victim several times during the encounter. Eventually, Wright told victim, "Get down on the floor. Gannett, get down on the floor and give me some money." At that point, victim said, "I'm trying to get to my money." Wright responded, "I will get it myself. Where is it?" Victim then said, "I don't even know where my billfold is. I've got to go find it myself." Victim refused to get down on the floor, but she told Wright she would try to get you some money. Victim testified that she, fearing for her life, startled Wright by three mimicking back Wright's language and his stance, and I just progressed back to the back door. And so I just yelled at him. I just looked at him and I said, "Get the fuck out of my house and off my Gutchen property, dean it, right now." And he looked at me and he blinked. And then he flipped over a laundry basket and ran out the door. As soon as Wright got down the steps, victim dialed 911 to report the incident. There was surveillance footage taken of the incident from victim's personal home camera. This footage shows Wright entering the home with no head covering and later exiting with a shawl belonging to victim over his head. Wright was subsequently apprehended, and during his interview with a detective, Wright admitted to entering the home. He was shown the surveillance footage and stated, "That's me," multiple times. It is not disputed that the man entering and exiting victim's home in the video was Wright. Wright was charged with the Class B felony of attempted robbery in the first degree. The charge also stated Wright was a prior and persistent offender under sections 558.016 and 557.036.42. Two, the trial court found during pretrial proceedings Wright was a prior and persistent offender. Three, the jury found Wright guilty of attempted stealing under the jury instruction proffered by Wright, which contained the elements of a Class D, 2, Section 558.016, defines a prior offender and a persistent offender. Section 558.016.7 states, "The court shall sentence a person who has been found to be a persistent offender or a dangerous offender